Betsy Rodriguez is a staff nurse at the Finney County Health Department, where she sometimes talks with young people about sex and how little they understand.
If I sit here and ask a teenager, have you had oral or vaginal sex? Some of them cannot tell me what oral vaginal sex is. And it's amazing to me that you can't sit here and tell me that, but we're having sex and we don't have the protection behind it.
In 2017, Kansas Health Matters compiled numbers on sexually transmitted diseases, or STDs. Finney County ranked right near the top. Tough but available jobs in beef packing plants draw immigrants from around the world to Finney County. 40 languages are spoken in public schools. Much of the population is poor. Drug problems are common. That sometimes leads people to the sex trade to support their drug habits. What's more, attitudes about sex can be naive or governed by cultural or religious taboos. Raquel Stuckey is a physician. She speaks English and Spanish with some patients. With others, she works with translators by phone.
Even with a translator, you're saying, you know, do this or use a condom or something, and that might be socially, culturally, just not even a thing that you're allowed to do.
Lee Norman, the secretary of the Kansas Department of Health and the Environment, says educating people in multiple languages is key to addressing STDs. But he also says communities shouldn't ignore drug use and the sex trade.
You know, somebody that's having 3 or 5 sexual contacts a day when they themselves are infected just in order to get their drugs, that's a public health nightmare.
Last year, the number of new HIV cases spiked. Finney County had 4 new cases of HIV in 2018, which Norman says is alarming for a small county. New syphilis cases are also up. It's a threat to newborns.
Late 2018 or early in 2019, we had a pair of twins born, both with congenital syphilis, and both died.
So why are STD rates so high in Finney County? For starters, nearly 20% of the county's population is uninsured. The Centers for Disease Control says social and cultural discrimination can create a distrust of healthcare institutions. Language barriers may also prevent someone from seeing a doctor. Sister Janice Tommy has worked with people who came from 26 countries over the last 2 decades. They're mostly poor.
And what they're basically trying to do is figure out how to pay the light bill, the gas bill, how to have enough food, furniture, they're sleeping on the floor, and health care comes when they're sick. And in most of the countries that our immigrants and refugees come from, you only go to the doctor when you're sick.
STD rates are highest among people ages 15 to 24. The county health department wants to teach them safe sex. Garden City School Superintendent Steve Carlin says reproductive health classes are abstinence-based. They don't teach about things like condom use. Stuckey and others think there's at least one tactic that would help, but that state law doesn't allow. Expedited partner therapy, writing a one-dose prescription to treat the partner of someone who tests positive for an STD without examining the partner.
And so if I can just be like, take this prescription and take it to the pharmacy and it's, you know, your partner's treatment and you guys both take it at the same time, yes, I think that is a really great method of treating.
State legislators considered, but didn't pass, a law change this spring that would have legalized the treatment. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Corinne Boyer in Garden City.